In this episode, John discusses the importance of practicing self-awareness when facing the everyday, ordinary challenges of life.
Life that counts.
Life that counts.
Life that counts.
Life that counts.
Self-awareness is a big piece in every area of life, from navigating a sales contract to getting your kids out the door for school in the morning. Three big takeaways in this presentation. One, learning to listen to yourself and others. Two, identifying stressors as they occur for maintaining equilibrium. Three, a practical tip for lowering your blood pressure and realigning your horizon. If you find this or any other piece of content we've produced useful, we would invite you to share your feedback in a comment below. You can find more content like this on youtube.com/lifethatcounts. If you haven't already, we sure would appreciate that Facebook page like at facebook.com/lifethatcounts.
It was a while back when a friend of mine said, you know, we have to learn to set our triggers as we approach our day. And then he said, you know, we kind of get to a place in life where we really have to come to know bad days. And what I believe he means in that is that, you know, there's this little corny catchphrase that says a champion keeps their weather inside of them. You know, last week in the South, we woke up to icy conditions and single digit temperatures, and it was just burr cold. And, you know, how many of us slept in late, you know, and weren't productive or those different things? How many of us, the weather didn't affect us? You know, we got out of bed, achy knees and all, and got to work, got to business about our day. So a champion keeps their weather inside of them. It's also true when it comes to how we navigate our relationships, how we navigate traffic. If we have a sales contract that we're looking at, or if we're negotiating a new mortgage on our home or some sort of, you know, purchase, from how do we get our kids out of the bed? Do we approach our kids with, you know, tenderness and good morning, buddy, I love you? Or is it the dad monster, you know, walking into the room, get out of it, you know, like, how is it that we approach our kids, you know? And it's interesting there too, because we have this opportunity as parents to model setting our triggers. We have this opportunity as parents to model, hey, it's a beautiful day in front of us, man. Mr. Rogers. So let's go embrace it. Let's go enjoy this day. Let's go seize this opportunity for this new, you know, for this new, these new moments in front of us. So there's at least three takeaways I want to just discuss briefly as we think about setting our triggers as we approach life, as we approach relationships, as we approach things in life that could potentially cause us stress and frustration and discombobulation. The first thing is I want to talk about is knowing yourself, self-awareness. I saw a message, a comment from an acquaintance, a professional colleague yesterday on a social stream that said, hey, I'm moving to a new location. I'm applying for a job. This person was applying to be a school counselor. And the question about what are your weaknesses? I know it's going to come up in an interview, and I never do good with that question, and I don't know how to address it. Now, that's good self-awareness, knowing that, hey, okay, this is in front of me. I'm anticipating that the question is going to be asked, and I know in the past I've not done very good with it. Well, that in itself is addressing and acknowledging a weakness. And I commented to this person, there are at least two things here that I believe are helpful. One, if you've not taken any personality profiles like the Myers-Briggs or the Enneagram, which I find is super simplistic and really helpful, or the DISC test or anything like, you know, anything like these, even the five love languages. So you can know, you know, where your area, where, how you like to receive love. And that it's useful to take these tests. In the Enneagram, when I took it, oh my gosh, it's like the divines read my mail and they knew all of my strengths and all of my weaknesses. And not only did I read my weaknesses, I was boastful in my weaknesses. I was like, yes, that is my weakness, and I'm proud of it. I made the comment to my father-in-law over lunch this past Sunday. I said, you know, I just don't know how to follow rules that I can't find the logic in. And I said, you know, I'm not ashamed of that either. I said to him. And so it's useful to be self-aware. It's useful to hear our weaknesses through those periods of what I think personality profiles are, or like self-reflection. It's also useful to invite those trusted associates. Remember from yesterday, those people who are standing in our corner, our spotters. It's useful to hear what our spotters have to say. You know, John, I've known you for a while here. I've seen you behave this way or that. And, you know, in certain situations, you have a tendency to whatever. Or in this setting, I consistently notice you have a tendency to whatever. Or in this area of judgment, you know, so it's useful to hear those feedbacks from those close in our circles around us so that we can know ourselves. We can be true to ourselves. Remember, we considered the iron sharpens iron. So does iron sharpen iron. A man sharpens the appearance, projection, countenance, what others see of his friend. And that's the big idea. It's just like the camera right now is reflecting what's in view. A good friend reflects back to me what they see of me. So I need to hear that. I need that, if you will, that 360 degree comprehensive. Okay, John, here's where I perceive your weaknesses to be. Here's where I perceive your strengths to be. So I don't want to belabor that. So there are at least two areas on the first point. One, things like personality profiles, Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, you can find these things online. The short versions as well can be useful. And then the second thing there is also to hear from those closest confidants of ours. Another thing that we need to consider is we need to consider what our stressors actually are. There's a theory in human psychology, iceberg theory, and iceberg theory, which is one that I've just found so useful through the years. It depicts our emotions, the correlation between our emotions and our actions as an iceberg. And so we know that the majority of an iceberg lives below the water. It's you can't see the greatest mass of the iceberg unless you're going scuba diving in really cold water, right? Because only a third maybe of the iceberg lives above the water. Well, our emotions and our actions are similar. And you may notice me wearing this bracelet. We've done these for one of our school functions. It's the four primary emotions. Can you guess what all the four colors represent? Of course, red's easy and yellow's easy, right? Mad, happy. But can you guess blue and purple? So what are our emotions lead to our actions? And just like the iceberg, our emotions are those things that are below the surface until they become action. So I could be, you know, I could be fuming and, you know, snarled face, and that can be an action. Or I can be, hey, guys, how's it going? And it's like, that guy's happy. He's creeping me out. He's so happy. Or I can walk around like pouting my head down and mopey-eyed and, you know, whatever. And we can express our emotions. So the thing about emotions is that our emotions can feel really real. But I don't think our emotions are real until we give them the opportunity to become real. And our emotions become real when we express them. So they live just inside of us. Our emotions live inside of our thoughts. Now, I don't want to downplay our emotions. I don't want to downplay like grief and pain and suffering and heartache. Those are very real things, and we should experience those things. And as we give ourselves permission to experience happiness and sadness and pain or the loss of a loved one, or as we give ourselves permission to do that, there's healing in that. And there's even healthy outlets for us experiencing and expressing our angers and our frustrations and the things that we just don't understand in life. So I would submit to you that, guys, one of the things that we must do, man, is we have to find safe spaces where we can experience our emotions. But in traffic, when someone cuts us off and we're just fuming, you know, because we're already running 15 minutes late to whatever, that's not the best place to experience a meltdown of anger. You know what I'm saying? Especially if there are others in the car with you. So we have to learn when our emotions are useful and when it's a safe place to, you know, let those things out and peel back the layers of the onion or whatever your analogy is. So the second thing I would submit to you guys is feel the emotions welling up inside of you. Feel what's going on. Feel anger, feel tension, feel frustration, feel these things. And when you give yourself permission to feel these things, you become more self-aware and you know what's going on inside of you. And even more so, you can carry that to a whole other deviation. You can carry that to a whole other level. And not only do I feel what's going on inside of me, also recognize the trigger that created this inside of me. I recognize the trigger or the response that set this off in me. How many of you, I'm just curious, you watch things like the news, or you watch the Dow Jones report, or you're keeping an eye on the stock ticker and your blood pressure goes up or down with the headlines or with the stock ticker. You know, your blood pressure is like, you know, Tesla has been over the past 2 weeks. It's just kind of all over the place, or like Bitcoin or something like that. You know, like that's not a healthy way to live. That's not stable, right? Some of us remember those days of dial-up internet, you know, and it was, what was it? It was not a static connection, which means if I'm getting this right here, we need that connection that's stable, and that we need those download speeds that are stable and those upload speeds that are stable and consistent. And we're looking for stable in your car. Just to spread this analogy out a little further, like peanut butter over toast, in your car, if you were to press down on the accelerator and your car was a spit and sputter, you would know that there was something wrong with your car. But when you press down on the accelerator and it is just a smooth transition from a lower speed to a greater speed, then you know things with your engine, your transmission, your drivetrain, man, it's tip top. It's like, let's go. It's good to go. So we need to be aware of those stressors. And that's what I believe my friend actually meant when he said, set your triggers. Set your triggers is knowing those external influences, which could, you know, really get under my skin or really cause me to act or behave a certain way. So the last thing I want to leave you here with is I want to leave you with at least one coping skill that you can practice going down the road. You can practice sitting or standing at your desk. You can practice walking in and out of rooms. And it's a really simple coping skill. And it's not anything that you have to, you know, hide or, you know, go in a closet, you know, so that people don't see you doing the, you know, Superman pose or, you know, whatever, some kind of body movement. The coping skill that I want to give to you, it's just breathing. The coping skill I want to share with you, it's just breathing. If you wear an Apple Watch, you know, every once in a while, this thing's crazy. It knows when I need to breathe. And no, it hasn't gone off during this discussion, but this thing is nuts. It knows. It says even a minute a day, you know, of breathing can change your life. You know, inspiration from the Apple Watch. Like, thank you, Apple gods, you know. But no, breathing is a very useful tool. We know that breathing can help us control our parasympathetic nervous system. If I said that right, I'm not a doctor. I try, guys, but I'm not a doctor. We know that breathing can take us from a hyperventilated headspace to a more relaxed and to a more calm headspace. There's been studies and research out there which would suggest that the very act of deep breathing can even change your hormone balance in your body so that you can lower those hormones which promote stress, and you can increase those hormones which promote peace and calmness and soothing, and those things which provide us great utility when we're in tense moments. So whether you're walking into a classroom and teacher says pop quiz, or someone cuts you off in traffic, or your boss at work, you know, says, hey, we've got to have a meeting this afternoon, or whatever the stressor that comes in your life is, man, I want to encourage you to just breathe. Just inhale, hold it for a short count, and let it go. Inhale, hold it, let it go. Let it go. So there you go, Elsa. Just let it go. I promise I've never seen the Disney movie Frozen, but if I had a nickel for how many times I referenced that. So guys, look, I hope you're well today. I wanted to come at you with just this big idea of setting your triggers. So whatever life throws at you today, whatever the world throws at you today, you know, whatever comes in your path, one, that self-awareness piece, like the 360 degree, you know, peer review, if you will. What does the Enneagram say my weaknesses are? What do my close friends say that my weaknesses are? And then how can I recognize those stressors when they pop up? Just like the iceberg theory, what are those things that cause anger, happiness, sadness, fear? What are those things? And then I need to recognize those things as they're beginning to well up in me. And then I need to check those emotions at the door. Are these useful emotions in this moment? Are they going to create, you know, a useful utility for me or not? And if not, then maybe I need to hang on to that until I can find a safe place where I can, you know, talk to a friend. Oh my gosh, I got cut off this morning on the way to work and it freaked me out and I was already running late. And, you know, and it's like, oh man, I'm so sorry to hear that, you know, or whatever it is. Check those things at the door until we can unpack those and peel those back in a safe space, in the space that's useful for not only us, but for also everyone in our lives. And then the last thing, just to revisit it again before we hop off here, is I want to encourage you to breathe. I want to encourage you to breathe. It's where I'm at. It's a beautiful day. It's blue skies outside. I hope you're getting to enjoy at least one day like that this week, wherever you are. And you know what, man? I want to encourage you to just walk outside, take it in, even if it's cold outside. Walk outside for a moment, take it in, appreciate the weather, appreciate the day. Find something to be grateful for, express some gratitude, and just breathe, Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam. There's another one for you. All right. So you guys have a great day. And man, I will catch you later. Like always, if this or any other piece of content that we have produced is useful to you, then I want to encourage you to leave us a comment in the box below. I want to encourage you to, if you've not subscribed to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, one of the slashes, Life That Counts gets you there. I think we've linked it in the notes here, in the comment on this video. Would love for you to hit that. Would love for you to hit the subscribe button. And guys, if there's any way that we can ever be of service, if there's an issue that you have pressing on your mind, if there are some thoughts that, you know what, I'm wrestling with, if there's a challenge in your life that you're having a difficult time navigating or managing, hey, feel free to drop us a line, info@lifethatcounts.org. That's the email. info@lifethatcounts.org. I'd love the opportunity to try to speak to whatever issue that is that you're facing in your life, or a challenge or a situation. And some of these things are far more difficult than others. And you know, not a trained professional here, but just someone who's got a lot of life experience and has had the opportunity for years and years to try to be there and show up for others as I've worked to be there and show up for myself. So God bless you guys. Have a great day. And man, go crush it. It's Tuesday. We'll catch you later.
If you find this or any other piece of content we've produced useful, we would invite you to share your feedback in a comment below. You can find more content like this on youtube.com/lifethatcounts. If you haven't already, we sure would appreciate that Facebook page like at facebook.com/lifethatcounts.